So, Philip, what about adjuvant therapy in a patient who had neoadjuvant therapy and then surgery? Do you use it? How do you determine whether to use it? Which regimen?
So again, this is a common tumor board issue. I mean, this is where we sit as experts and see a couple of my fellows here. So if someone receives neoadjuvant treatment and they have a very good response to the treatment in terms of the outcome of the pathological assessment, for example, lymph nodes disappeared and the tumor is like 1 centimeter left, this is a patient who I am encouraged to give more treatment because they responded well. So the patient proved to you biologically that they're a good responder. And then you have the other end of the spectrum. You have someone you gave the treatment and they ended up with 5 lymph nodes in the pathological specimen. And this is a patient who clearly did not respond to the treatment. So there's really no point in giving the same treatment. The question here is if you reverse your treatment regimen to a gem nab-paclitaxel or a gem capecitabine, are you really going to get any mileage? In my opinion, it's unlikely, but some people do it as a last resort. In my opinion, those patients, I have a discussion with them. Most of the time in my practice, I will not give them additional adjuvant treatment because they were resistant to the therapy. One more thing, in patients who end up with an R1 resection, those patients will be probably getting additional adjuvant treatment. And patients who get an R2 resection, to me, is like metastatic disease. I go for second-line treatment.
Eileen, just finishing out on this issue of neoadjuvant therapy in the resectable patient, I was quite surprised so many people in the audience are doing this. Do you do this, and what kind of situations?
Yeah, so I think this is an evolving paradigm, and there are people who have very fixed opinions in both dimensions, but I think this is still very much a discussion to be answered in terms of what's an optimal strategy for a given patient. But settings where we would consider upfront neoadjuvant therapy are an individual who has, say, an iffy lesion in the liver, you're not sure whether there's something there or not, somebody with a significantly elevated CA19-9, we might be more weighted for a patient who has a tail primary, et cetera. So there are some examples, or their vascular involvement is more than, you know, one is comfortable in terms of upfront resection. But I would equally say there are patients when we meet them and there's a clear margin around the vessels and there's no concern, it's a small tumor, I think in those people we'll absolutely go directly to surgery.
So, Andrew, here's the question from the audience, or the case actually. Would you give neoadjuvant chemo to resectable pancreatic cancer where imaging shows an obvious cancer, but the FNA is non-diagnostic?
Oh.
Or would you recommend surgery? That's an easy one. Just kidding.
Actually, that comes up not too infrequently. If the patient's resectable and the tissue is non-diagnostic, highly recommend surgery first.